We got to talk about the migrant crisis because I haven't really been covering it as much as I have. But it's funny because over in New York City, there was a brawl. And guess who was at the center of the brawl? In Times Square. There was a brawl in Times Square in New York City. You can't make this up. Make sure you hit a like for the algorithm, subscribe to the channel, and turn on your notifications.
Police say more than 24 people were involved in two separate attacks last night. And that includes a stabbing at left a 17-year-old hospitalized. Several suspects are still on the run in that case.
All right. This morning, the attacks happened just steps away from where two NYPD officers were pummeled by a group of migrants last month. What's going on with these attacks? Lizette Nunez has more from Times Square. What's going on, Lizette?
Good morning, Roseanne and Kurt. In this same area, you have multiple migrant shelters and police telling us there was some kind of argument before these two attacks happened. Investigators say they don't believe they are connected, but that's something they continue to look into. Yesterday, police said they were seen collecting evidence as well as swabbing a knife after a 17-year-old was stabbed in the back in Times Square. According to the New York Post, the teen victim and some of the suspects are believed to be migrants. Police took seven people in custody, and they are looking for 16 others. In the second attack, a 28-year-old man was beaten by a group of men. Investigators did take three people into custody in that attack and are looking for two others. A food vendor witnessed the violence unfold.
I saw someone running, and there's cops full of wounds, and there's someone with the cops jump, and they're about to hit it.
And I did check in with police this morning. They tell me they are still questioning the people that were taken in custody. And they also went on to say that they expect charges to come down around noon today.
Migrants are in Times Square. Ground zero for tourists all over the world. Now, anybody that go to New York or anybody that's ever been to New York, most of the time, the first place that y'all go is Times Square. Why? Because that's where all of the lights are. That's where all of the billboards are. That's where all of the street performers are. And that's where all of the people are that's coming from out of town. It's a tourist destination. Most people that live in New York, most people that are residents of New York, very rarely do they ever go to Times Square. Very rarely do they ever go to Times Square, right? Because it's a tourist destination. Yet, you can find migrants causing a ruckus, having a brawl. If I go over into a country, a different country, if I go over into a city and the first thing that I see is migrants with shanks, with knives, stabbing each other, fighting, a big brawl over in NYC, I'm like, you know what? This ain't the country for me. This place is a third world country. Meanwhile, AOC was over there mocking people who actually had some choice words for her because historically AOC has always been in support of and an advocate for migrants illegally coming into this country and doing nothing about it. And so people was giving her a word of advice, and it's white people that's mad at AOC here.
In New York City, at least seven people, including several migrants, are behind bars, and another 10 still on the loose after another massive brawl broke out last night in Times Square. One victim, a migrant teenager, had to be hospitalized after being stabbed in the back. The investigation into what sparked the fight is ongoing. And a protester ripping Congresswoman Alexia Ocasio-Cortez over her stance on immigration during a town hall meeting yesterday. Saying all you care about are the illegal migrants. The crisis might even get worse. Venezuela is now no longer accepting deportation flights from the U.S. and Mexico.
Listen to this. Are y'all seeing this? As reported from the Wall Street Journal, Venezuela, where a majority of the migrants that entered them into this country, Venezuela is saying we're not even accepting deportation from the United States and Mexico of people that have illegally entered into your country. One-way ticket, one-way flights. You can't come back. One-way ticket, one-way flights. You can't come back. Venezuela is not even accepting deportees back into their country. They said, we sending them to you and we not taking them back. Venezuela is actually bullying the United States of America. I never thought in my lifetime that people wouldn't be intimidated by us and they would look at us as suckers the way that Venezuela is looking at the United States of America. They don't even want to see us no more. Yet we continue to allow for them to send people over here. But in the meantime, your president, my president, our president, Biden, is standing on business and he's considering, not that he is, not that this is the law, not that this is something that he's supposed to do, not that he's upholding the laws that's already on the books. He's considering executive action to make sure that he secures our borders, ladies and gentlemen.
Now to the latest in the migrant crisis. President Biden reportedly considering executive actions that would block migrants from seeking asylum at the border.
Hold on. Let me blow that up a little bit. Where's this at? Where are they reporting this at? Is this over in Texas? Who's baby girl over there? She knew what she was doing by throwing that on. Come on, baby. I don't see no ring on that finger either.
Morgan McKay joins us live from outside the Roosevelt Hotel with how local leaders.
So this is New York. I'm sorry. Listen, you know what? Y'all should know by now. Look, don't judge me. I have weaknesses like everybody else. Y'all said log off. Listen, we gonna get to Biden. We gonna make sure that we address it. But all I'm saying is, man, what y'all expect for my eyes not to work or something all of a sudden? All right, listen, let's get back to it. I'm focused. Migrant crisis.
Are reacting to these new reports, Morgan.
Steve and Natasha, this is big news for cities like New York that have had to manage this migrant crisis mostly on its own without any federal assistance. But this news is also receiving pushback from progressives and immigration advocates.
Over 178,000 migrants have come to New York City.
That is the number of migrants who have come to New York City since.
Why don't they say illegal migrants or illegal immigration?
The spring of 2022, Deputy Mayor Ann Williams-Isom says that the city is still currently caring for around 65,000 migrants, so they are looking to make additional 10% cuts to migrant services on top of the previous 20% cuts to services they made earlier this year.
Thank you, sister. See, sister, get it. Finally, we got some reasonable women out in these streets. Let AD do what he do. Let AD be a man. See, the women back in the day, they used to understand it, sis. You know what I'm saying? They got it. Now we got these women that's extra, extra. Read all about it. They so extra. They don't want Time Dog to be having no kind of fun. They don't want me to look. They want me to close my eyes immediately. They don't want me sitting with them. They don't want me holding their hands. They don't want me putting my arm around them. They don't want me having fun with them, doing podcasts with them. Y'all don't want me to do nothing no more. Y'all just want me to just close my eyes and act like men ain't men no more. You know what I'm saying? Like, let me pay attention to what I want to pay attention to. I promise I'm going to get back on point. I'm going to get myself back together. Now, some of y'all need to be hoping that your man is looking at the chicks. So you need to be focused on whether or not he was looking at that newscaster that was reporting on the AT&T outage yesterday. That's what your man looking at. Oh, I'm sorry, migrant crisis. Let's focus, y'all. Deputy Mayor is speaking.
People want sandwiches in the afternoon. Maybe don't need a hot meal.
This comes as President Joe Biden is reportedly considering taking executive action that would block migrants from seeking asylum if they enter the United States illegally between ports of entry. Governor Kathy Hochul at a summit in D.C. hosted by Politico blamed House Republicans for killing a bipartisan border deal in the Senate that would have freed up tens of billions of dollars in aid to deal with the migrant crisis. But Hochul said in light of inaction by Congress, Biden had to step up.
to think that a state like New York or even the United States of America can house everybody who wants to come because of economic circumstances really creates a problem for us.
This executive action, if implemented, would almost certainly face lawsuits and is similar to action taken by former President Donald Trump. Progressives and immigration advocates are pushing back on these possible measures. Bronx Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez wrote on Twitter, quote, "Doing Trump impressions isn't how we beat Trump. Seeking asylum is a legal right of all people. In the face of authoritarian threat, we should not buckle on our principles. We should commit to them. The mere suggestion is outrageous, and the president should refuse to sign it."
Do y'all hear what y'all legislators are saying and doing? She's saying that beating Trump is the objective. The objective is supposed to do your job and keep America safe. It's not about beating Trump. It's about, listen, if you were as good as at your job as you campaigned that you were, then Trump wouldn't even be a consideration in the first place. When Trump first came into power, from a political perspective, the reason why he became so popular is because, A, he just said what he was really thinking, and B, he was a person that was outside of what we've seen a lifetime politician doing that could give us fresh eyes. And then he started executing better than any president that was before us in our lifetime. And that's when we started paying attention for real, right? The goal should not to be beat Trump. The goal is to be awesome at what you do. That way you ain't got to focus on whether or not you're going to beat Trump or not. She says seeking asylum is a legal right of all people in the face of authoritarian threat. We should not buckle on our principles. We should commit to them. You know what's so interesting, though? If you talk to the migrants, if you talk to the Chinese, if you talk to the Venezuelans and they meeting them at the border and they doing interviews with them, they're telling you, oh, we not seeking asylum. We just seeking some more money. We looking to get to the bag. We know that y'all giving out free stuff over here. And so we getting over here illegally. We're flying and taking flights. We're paying cartel members up to $35,000 per person to get over here. And it's even been insinuated that different countries are releasing their bad people into the United States of America so that they don't have to deal with them anymore. Yet you want to sit here and tell me that these politicians don't know? No, they're being facetious. They're being deceptive. They're being ignorant voluntarily. They're also trying to finesse you, and they don't care about you. And so this is one of the people that, remember, she was a waitress and, you know, she really stands for the people. No, they all ignorant, they all evil, and they all doing the thing that's not in the best interest of the people. So ugly. So ugly. So cute, but so ugly. I've never seen a person that looked more attractive, but that's actually cute. Look at her. She's not a bad-looking woman at all, but so ugly. Ugly in her spirit, ugly in her thoughts, ugly in her ideologies, ugly in her legislative practices. Ugly in how she continued to deceive the people, yet y'all continue to keep her in office because these politicians are lifetime politicians. They have a lifetime position. They ain't even got to worry about the position no more because they know that you're going to vote them in there based off of familiarity and a side of the aisle that they stand on depending on what district they're running in.
Bronx Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez wrote on Twitter, quote, "Doing Trump impressions isn't how we beat Trump. Seeking asylum is a legal right of all people. In the face of authoritarian threat, we should not buckle on our principles. We should commit to them. The mere suggestion is outrageous, and the president should refuse to sign it." But some critics say this means that the president always had the power to deal with the migrant crisis, but chose to wait. We asked the deputy mayor if this is frustrating, considering how long city officials have been pleading for help from the federal government.
It's not up for me to be frustrated. The truth is that New Yorkers should never have been having to deal with a national crisis on their own.
Wait, but your mayor said that he welcomes migrants and that they actually designated themselves as a sanctuary city. Which one is it? You can't pick and choose what side of the aisle that you want now that you got to deal with the problem. Which one is it?
Now, City Hall says that fewer migrants have been arriving to the city recently. In just the last week, around 1,300 migrants arrived. This compared to the around 4,000 that were arriving every week over the past few months.
Could that possibly be because Greg Abbott has done more to stem the flow of migrants coming into the United States of America through Texas's borders that the federal government wasn't enforcing in the first place because they started defying what the courts would say, and they kept installing barbed wire, and they was putting alligators in the water? Is it because Texas was standing on business? And now that's why? Because Texas actually did something that was good for the United States of America? Now they coming in through Phoenix, or I'm sorry, Arizona and California, and they posted on TikTok how to do it.